it's different compared to other prisons within the system. Like only just not long I went up Loddon for a little bit up there.
Oh yes, and yeah.
It was it's not a bad, not a bad jail. I just felt a bit out of my comfort zone because being so far away from country and
Yeah, that does affect you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
if does. You're not on your home ground.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're around other mob, a lot of boys are from Real Canyon and that up that way, and they speak their own language up there.
That's right, and they're Barkindji mob up
there. And it's a different language than what we speak down here in Kurnai and Gippsland.
What are the reasons that make you go to Loddon? Is it you have to leave here for programs or...?
It can be programs and it could be just where you get placed by the prison system, Okay. You could have had the incident at the previous prison. Somebody might have something against you or something, and therefore they can't send you to that place for safety reasons or what, et cetera, whatever it could be.
When sentencing comes, are you given a choice as to where you'd prefer to land? Or
we normally get to RC Sentence Management Unit. It's every prisoner gets to see them. And what they normally do, they send you closest to your family, prison closest to where you're from and that, so you can keep that, family orientation,
connection
to country,
And then, and so your family just have to jump on one bus instead of, train, bus, aeroplane.
Like in my instance, I'm Gippsland, so... it's only 40 minutes away for my kids to come and see me and stuff like that. So, where if I was down in Melbourne, they'd have to arrange for transport, catch a train maybe all the way down or drive down amongst all the traffic and that, and then probably have to find a place to stay for the night and that. But here they can just come down and travel back home in the same day.
See, that's great. Yeah. It's funny how they look because there is, geography is a big part of it, hey? Where you are. You're lucky to be in home for this run.
Yeah, and with the prison system, if you're Indigenous and that, they like to try and send you the closest to your country as possible.
Yeah.
So you get that sense of belonging, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. And just for everyone out there too, Australia seems to be, it's only sort of mainstream-wide known as one country. But before white settlement, it was like Europe, where we had all our different countries, all the different Aboriginal countries with different languages, different painting styles, different foods.
Yeah, your boundaries,
That's right, we did have boundaries and borders. Yeah,
that's right. And it's not like here today you get a big sign saying that you're crossing into New South Wales or anything. It's just that sense of feeling that you knew where your boundary was. Just by tree markings and the riverland and stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah, that's right, eh? Because when we used to introduce ourselves, we'd have to say, your name, your mum and dad, your grandmother, your mountain, your river.
Yeah, that's right. And we do the same in here in the prison system. We run into a brother and we don't know him and that. And first thing we'll say is, oh, yeah, how you going, brothers? And we'll tell them our country land and who our people are and our mother and father, great grandparents and that. And then the majority of the time are related anyway, and then you get that home feeling again,
Yeah.
Feeling of warmth and belonging again.